Icon. One of the songs the Beatles were performing in their early days in Hamburg before they became the most important band of all time. The group's drummer then was Pete Best, though his name became a synonym for Neeleman after he was kicked out in 1962 to make room for Ringo Starr. Best is currently in Prague to play at an exhibition at the Czech Museum of Music entitled Beatlemania. Ian Willoughby spoke to him about the Beatles and their continued popularity.
I think they left a legacy which finished in 1968 when they stopped performing live. But, you know, the music's captivated the world. And what's happened since then? We're talking about, well, nearly 40 years afterwards, nearly 50 years afterwards. The legacy's been found by new generations.
How did you view the madness, the mania, the Beatlemania from the sidelines when the Beatles rather quickly became huge global stars?
I think it was something which was... It wasn't a surprise, like a lot of people think, you know. It was something which it was expected. We'd seen fan appeal even when I was with them, even before they broke America and they went on to become the icons of the music industry. They were still getting this fantastic response from audiences, and I think that was the charisma. They had something which wasn't bottled. It was there. It was new. The way they presented it was new, and I think it just captivated the world.
Earlier, I believe you signed the John Lennon wall in Prague, and the image of John Lennon there is from the hippie days, from the late 60s, the kind of peace and love days, and here he's really seen as a figure of peace and love. How does that image compare to the John Lennon that you knew?
Well, it's nice to reflect back and turn around and say I knew John when he was, you know, a snotty-nosed kid. He was an angry young man, but we all were. You know, that was Liverpool in those days. You know, I was fortunate to know John from... Not what the public saw. I saw another side of him, and I think the beauty of it was then I saw a side of John which came to fruition many, many years afterwards. There was something which he wanted to deliver a message, and I think he did that many, many years afterwards.
There are a lot of books, even films, about the early days of the Beatles. Do any of them get it right?
I wish I could turn around and say yes, but the answer is no. I haven't watched all of them. I've watched certain films because there's that many out there. The ones I've seen, yes, people have taken artistic license. They've made mistakes, but at the end of the day, you know, they're not archivists.
Finally, I know you're playing on Wednesday night at this exhibition. Mm-hmm. What kind of set are you going to play?
We're playing for this exhibition music from the 60, 61, 62 area. We do play some Beatle music. At the end of the day, we're not a Beatle copy band, but, you know, we admire the Beatles, I admire the Beatles. And it's nice to allude to the fact that, you know, I was part of the band. The people that were there, we want them to enjoy themselves. There's lots of crowd participation numbers. We want them to get involved. We want them to shout and scream, enjoy themselves. Just imagine it was the Beatles and enjoy themselves.
The exhibition Beatlemania features original memorabilia and documents how young people in Czechoslovakia, like their peers elsewhere in the world, reacted to the explosion of the Fab Four. It runs at the Czech Museum of Music until January. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.